CBC Radio 1, 99.1 FM.
Well, Toronto's other emerging sport will take over the pitch this weekend. Cricket enthusiasts from across this city, including our mayor, David Miller, and our police chief, Bill Blair, will be competing for the Mayor's Trophy. About 15 teams are expected to take part in the event, dubbed a celebration of cricket. There's even a CBC television team involved. There's a lot more to it than just passing out the hardware, though. The real aim of this tournament is to make more people in Toronto aware of the game and get involved in playing it. Joining me now to explain how organizers hope to accomplish that is Kanish Tevarasa. He is the president of the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, the group that's sponsoring the event. He's with me in studio. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Why do you want to get people and more people involved in the idea of cricket and playing cricket?
The whole idea is most of our members are from Commonwealth countries, which they have grown up playing cricket and they're passionate about the game. And Toronto being a very diverse city, this game helps to open doors between communities, young and old. So this gives an opportunity. So, and then the diverse communities, we want to open channels to the business community, the civic leaders. So it's a great way of bringing all of them together at the day of the game and intermingle and meet and understand. So that's, we're sending a message across the city, look, this is a great game. Majority of these people who live in the city, especially South Asians, people from Caribbean, the British background, they all play cricket. It's a common game. So it brings them together and then go from there.
How's the popularity of this game growing? I remember speaking with the mayor and he said there's more cricket pitches being built than there are baseball diamonds.
Exactly. It's pretty much growing because especially South Asians are crazy about cricket. I mean, we had the World Cup about 2 months ago.
Yes.
And a billion people tuned into watching those games and all over the world. So it's in Toronto, it's growing by leaps and bounds in terms of popularity. And then in schools now, they're playing the game. So there are now the Canadian Cricket Association is trying to build up a sports facility so that the game can be played in the winter as well. So
why the involvement of the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants? Why do they want to get involved in this?
Excellent question, because most of our members come from from the Commonwealth countries.
So they're already cricket mad.
They're cricket mad. So what happens is this is a great opportunity for us to bring the members together. That's how we started about 9 years ago. We started at a small picnic at the Glendon Campus Cricket Grounds with about 50 of us showing up. Now the game has grown to a major social event in terms of promoting cricket.
And yourself? You're involved? Are you cricketers?
Yeah, I play cricket growing up, but I'm not playing tomorrow because I've been running around helping and coordinating, and so I had to forego that. But I would love to be there.
This is the third annual event.
This is the third annual event.
And I'm assuming it's grown as the popularity of cricket has grown as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, when we started about 3 years ago, there were only about 8 teams. Now we have to turn down requests to be part of the teams. I mean, there are going to be 15 teams, as you said earlier. We have a pretty decent cross-section of the Toronto community in terms of, I mean, CBC team is there. All the press teams are there. Then we have then our own SEMA team is playing as well. And then on the other side, on the civic side, we have the city, the Toronto Housing, and then the Toronto Police, and then Mrs. Peel Region Police. So we're going to have two exhibition games to promote the game. The first will be between the civic team, captained by the Mayor Miller, and on the other side is going to be private sector, captained by Philip Crawley, the CEO of Global Mail.
You mentioned connecting with the business community.
Yeah.
Has that been successful? Is there now a flow of dollars from Bay Street to cricket organizations?
Exactly. I mean, we have never had a problem in terms of raising money for this game, because it's we have opened the doors and we have told them, look, we have shown them, look, cricket is a very good way of opening up and to reaching to the communities. I mean, it brings, and then another thing is cricket usually runs for the whole day. So you have a lot of opportunities to relax with a beer and talk to people. And so it gives a great opportunity to intermingle and socialize.
Is it an easy game to sell? Again, some people watch cricket. I've watched cricket for years, and there's parts of the game that I still don't understand. And I know people who've watched it their whole lives, and there's elements of the game they don't understand. Is it easy to sell?
It's easy to sell in the sense those days when cricket was played, it was for 5 days.
Yeah.
So it was too long and too very difficult to sell. But now the game has been, there's something called One-Day International. So that's usually limited overs, so the game moves pretty fast, so it's easy to sell. I wouldn't say it's exactly the same as baseball, but it's some features are kind of commonality. There's a commonality.
Should be a great tournament tomorrow. When you look at the public leaders, who's better, the mayor or the police chief as a cricketer?
So police always tries hard to win the tournament. I mean, they won the very first tournament. They got the cup. But last time, unfortunately, the mayor's team lost in the second round. Mm. So it was between Bank of Nova Scotia and the police team. And police team thought they could have an easy go, but they lost to the younger team of Bank of Nova Scotia. But this time it's going to be pretty interesting. Again, the police team is there. They practice regularly, so there's going to be a pretty good team.
It'll all be settled at Sunnybrook Park tomorrow.
Exactly.
Thank you for coming in and telling us about it.
Thank you for having me.
Kanish Tevarasa is the president of CIMA Canada. This is the official sponsor of the Mayor's Trophy, Toronto's official celebration of cricket. If you're a cricket fan or somebody who wants to become a cricket fan, make your way to Sunnybrook Park tomorrow. The festivities getting underway at 9 a.m., Jim.